Welcome back to another episode of the Amazon Private Label Show podcast, hosted by Michael and Ryan, the founders of FBAU. Today's episode, we're going to talk about everything you need to know, costs, and really just operationally to get your product shipped from overseas. We're going to focus on China because that's where the majority of our products come from, close to overwhelming majority. And so there are a lot of countries that are trying to kind of make it similar, make it as easy as China currently does, but that hasn't changed yet. And really there isn't another process that we've really seen that compares for newer sellers. So let's talk about everything. Let's assume at this point you found a product, you're excited about this product, and you haven't even seen it yet. So in terms of the process from you finding a product, you analyzing and deciding it's something you want to launch, where do you start, my man?
Yeah, so you know, I'm assuming you've done sampling here, right? So you've decided, you know, a supplier that you want to work with. You're currently working on that. You've like narrowed down. I always narrow down 3 to 5 suppliers. I start working through my exact requirements. So I want to ask them, you know, can you differentiate the product the way that I want to do it? And kind of see what they got out there, right? One of the best things I do when it comes to that level as well is, you know, you want to start thinking about asking suppliers for catalogs and seeing, you know, what prototypes, what designs they've got going on. Like differentiation is probably another topic for another session, but you know, it's a whole mammoth. So you want to make sure you're differentiating. You want to make sure you're adding value into a space. Don't just come into a space offering exactly the same product. But when you've narrowed that down, right, you want to sample between 3 and 5 suppliers. And then you basically want to start negotiating on who offers the best product, and you want to be able to get that product for the best price. When it comes down to negotiations with suppliers, I always say, and it's kind of tough to do because negotiation isn't always come quite naturally to people. It didn't to me, but I got kind of more and more ruthless as time went on. But you want to basically, when it comes to negotiation, be prepared to walk away. Don't go into a deal or a negotiation with a supplier and agree to terms that, you know, aren't favorable for you. So you want to make sure you're locking in the right amount of margins for a product. You know, 35% profit margin is really, for me now, is bare minimum. So if you can't get this and supplier just won't budge, walk away. There's always going to be another supplier. And if there's not another supplier, there's a ton of other products you can sell on Amazon that have suppliers that are going to meet your, you know, targets. So that's number one, bear that in mind. But when it comes down to negotiation, what I always tend to do is look, I always say, you know, suppliers might have MOQs of 2,000 or 1,000 pieces. I always say, you know, hey, my first order is me just testing the market. I want to go with around 300 to 500 units just to see how things go. If that goes successfully, I'll then reorder and you'll see a lot more from me, and we'll spend, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars together over the course of, you know, the lifetime of a product. So that's always something I lead with. That doesn't always work, however. If that doesn't work, what I like to do, I've got a bunch of different tricks, but what I like to do here is lean on Amazon here. So say, look, I'm a new seller. Amazon are limiting, or not even a new seller. You know, I'm selling a bunch of different products on Amazon. Amazon are restricting my inventory space at their warehouses. I can only ship in 250 or even 300 units of this product. That is a great way to shift the blame from you to Amazon. And it's kind of like, it's easier to kind of say that than it is to say, hey, you know, I don't want to get 1,000 units. So I love doing that. That doesn't always work, but a lot of the time it does. So that's kind of my go-to if they then don't agree with kind of the test order approach to negotiation. But that's the negotiation side. Once you've negotiated, you're assuming you sampled by now, so you're happy, you're ready to go. What you want to do now is you're ready to place the payment for your bulk order. So you want to put 30% down, which is industry standards. They'll then go make the product. And then once they've finished, you want to get the product inspected, and then you pay the remaining 70% and the products are ready to go. But before you do that, you need to get an accurate idea of what the shipping is going to be on that product. So there's a couple of things you're going to need. I always get a quote from my supplier for shipping initially, just to get a ballpark figure. But you also want to go out to at least 2 freight forwarders. So what I tend to do here is I want to get a few pieces of information that are going to allow the freight forwarder to give me an accurate quote. So I want to get the number of cartons I'm shipping. I want to get the number of units per carton. I want to get the destination my product's going to. I always use the MDW2 fulfillment center because it's slap bang in the Midwest. And I want to get the dimensions of the cartons and the weight of the cartons as well. So all that information is going to allow freight forwarders to give me an accurate quote. And when you're quoting between overseas, China, preferably to the US, you always want to get a DDP quote, which basically means delivery duty paid. That's door-to-door shipping, including taxes and duties. Now, I know a bunch of people worry about taxes and how to fill them in and customs and duties and excises and all this stuff. But getting a DDP quote includes all of that. So you don't have to get into the weeds and the granularity of things. You just pay one fee and everything happens. Your product goes from China to Amazon's fulfillment centers. So that's how you get that done. Now, I just want to talk about something that Amazon have actually introduced. I actually haven't even done this yet because I haven't created a shipping plan for about a couple of weeks now. But basically, they've created this thing called the inventory placement level plan, which basically means that you can pay. So they're charging you now to get a lower amount of fulfillment centers. So when you do create a shipping plan on Amazon, they tend to give you a bunch of different fulfillment centers. So sometimes it would be one, sometimes it would be like two, sometimes it would be five. Now, they're giving everyone five if you don't want to pay any fees. If you don't want to get charged any additional fees, you get five fulfillment centers. If you want to pay a slight fee, you can get three fulfillment centers. And if you want to pay a larger fee, you can get everything sent to one fulfillment center. Now, because this is coming to play, you need to be a little bit more clever when it comes to your supplier and your freight forwarder. So when you think about getting your shipment to Amazon now, what you want to do is try and get a West Coast fulfillment center if possible. So in the ship from address, always put a West Coast address in there to increase your chances. But you want to play around with potentially paying a little bit of a fee with Amazon and getting more favorable freight addresses, or paying nothing and getting maybe slightly worse freight addresses. And you want to basically compare the two against each other, because sometimes it will make sense to go for the five addresses. Sometimes it will make sense to go for the three addresses. So this is a whole new thing, inventory level placement. So just be prepared to kind of crunch the numbers a little bit more than you potentially would have previously to get the best rate for your shipments. So that's a whole new thing. So be aware of that.
Yeah. I think, is five standard for everyone? I'm pretty sure I've seen less for accounts that have like a high IPI score.
So this is just with students. I haven't done it myself, but just with students I've gone through, it's like five.
So five is the worst case, essentially. Yeah. And if you're a new seller, you're probably going to get that.
Yeah, brutal.
Anyone who's new on Amazon essentially knows Amazon makes it hard. They don't not want new sellers. Obviously, that's part of their business. It's just they make it more difficult. They give you like the worst version of the selling experience. And make you jump through a few different hoops just to try to negate malicious sellers. But yeah, that is a new thing. And you can, you know, there's probably ways to circumvent. We'll talk about that more if it stays. I've seen some things that it, you know, Amazon a lot of times tries these, and then if there's backlash, which nobody's excited about that, maybe they'll change it. So we will definitely talk about that more. But just to kind of highlight some processes and terms in shipping. So XWorks for DDP, the duty of responsibility essentially switches, even though I've had one shipment in 4+ years ever have anything go wrong with it. If you are using XWorks, which is essentially you find your own forwarder, we have a freight forwarder. A lot of times you can just search and find them online. Then your manufacturer is essentially, they're done with their responsibility as soon as the freight company picks it up. So, you know, if anything were to go wrong, the one in 10,000 chance, that's something you have to work with your freight company to handle. DDP is just your seller is responsible for it all the way until it's delivered, checked in, and so that's just a little difference in legality. And then make sure all the way back on who you're contacting. You never want to contact anyone on Alibaba without trade assurance. You really want verified supplier. Now there's a verified supplier pro or plus. That's not many of them have that. So if you are filtering, you probably don't want to filter by that, or you're really gonna kind of cast a too narrow of a net. And then you really have to make sure on your first one thing that is really a big mistake that can be easier for a first-time seller to make is not putting the correct barcode on their products. So when you think about it, you create a listing on Amazon, you're sending these products from some warehouse in China all the way to Amazon. When they arrive at Amazon, Amazon has no idea, you know, what they are necessarily until first your shipping labels are scanned in. So that's great. That's easier for you to get right because it's just a couple files and you're going to send it to your manufacturer. But once they open the boxes, they still don't necessarily know what it is. They know what to expect, but they have to verify every unit. So you need a barcode that is scannable to these humans or machines that are doing it, or else your inventory is not going to be checked in. Because unless the inventory you say you're sending in is actually identified via each individual scan, you can't sell it. So, you know, sometimes people don't get the barcode on right. And, you know, Amazon sometimes will relabel they just change their flexibility on this, but it can be a massively time consuming and costly mistake. So make sure you have your barcodes. But other than that, just know this system has been turned essentially into a well-oiled machine over the last 10, 15, 20 years. And everything your first few times is going to feel foreign. If you're going to have to put a lot of trust into something you don't really have any control over and can't see, or even though you can track once it gets to the US, you can't track a boat in the ocean, right? Or at least not yet. And so just know that this is a process everyone kind of goes through on routine. If you're going to continue an e-com in Amazon, you're going to have to get used to kind of just mastering the logistics process. And you have a lot of help, whereas other parts of the business you don't. So don't be scared, but just really know what you're agreeing to each time.
100%. Know what you're doing when it comes to shipping, because it can be fatal. If you don't, you can waste a bunch of money. Guys, if you're listening to this pod, you probably want to start your own private label business if you haven't already. Now, we run the Amazon Accelerator 2.0, which is our flagship program where we offer unlimited one-to-one calls for an entire year and guide you through the entire process of launching your first private label business on Amazon with 3+ products in a year time span. If you want to know more about our program and find out if you're a good fit for us and if we're a good fit for you, book a call with us. Link is in the description. We'd love to speak with as many of you as possible. And as always, we'll see you on the next episode.